34. Undercover. The smell of roasted chilies filled the air as the chef moved the large chunks of charcoal around in the fire. He chilled a bottle of red wine as he waited for the fire to build. I'm at a chateau in France. By the way, French chefs love to chat, and they usually have a fair amount of charisma. However, they will chide you if you try to speak French. Fortunately, I do not speak French. Did I mention that I'm a well-trained secret agent? I keep my edge by remaining chaste. I'm also chary. I never work without a disguise that matches my assignment. I'm also an expert at using chicanery to accomplish my mission. By the way, I'm working undercover at this moment. My job is to investigate Joe Banana, who is the head of a big charity. I followed him to this island chateau where he's holding a party. It was pretty tough getting here. I had to charter a private boat, and even the captain had problems charting his course. It was a pretty chilly night to be on a boat. Gaining entry to the chateau was just as difficult. They always check you at the door for weapons. Also, you have to make a charitable contribution to gain entry to these types of parties. I used my disguise to sneak in through the kitchen. I wish that noisy bird hadn't chirped. I really cherish these successful infiltrations. Now, all I need to do is to charm my way into a seat at Joe Banana's table so that I can hear everything he says. I probably should have used a different disguise, but this was the only one that seemed to match the assignment. I hope he likes chimpanzees.